Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Hello and welcome to Fostering Faith. Today this episode 5, will be about comfort. So, I got a couple questions for you, Mom. So, the first question is, why do you feel like people don't step out of their comfort zone?
I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons. You experienced that just the other day whenever we were coming home from our trip and I said, hey, let's stop and do something. And you said, no, I just want to go home. And I said, why? Why do you always want to just go home? And you're like, because it's comfortable. And I said, well, what we can explore. We can go do whatever we want to do. And you said, I just don't feel comfortable with that. I just want to go home. I know, like, what I have at home, I'm more comfortable. And that's what sparked our conversation for today's topic. So why do you feel like kids don't want to get out of their comfort zone?
Because I feel like if trying something new and you fail at it, I feel like it'd just be kind of better if you don't try, because if you know you're gonna fail, then why even try it?
So comfortable with status quo, like just being like the same old day in and day out. And I think that's what a lot of people, adults, they get stuck in the routine of not living their best life. People get in the routine of, you know, eating an unhealthy diet. They get comfortable with not going to the gym. They get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And then it's so overwhelming to people that they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so they just remain where they're at and they don't drive themselves out of a vicious pattern.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my second question is, what is your definition of comfort?
Comfort would be something that is relaxing, that is peaceful, brings you joy. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. My question number 3 is, what brings you comfort and why?
A lot of things I think bring me comfort now. I think a lot of things did not used to make me comfortable. I mean, versus like, yeah, a comfortable pair of shoes, a comfortable pair of pants, the sofa is comfortable. Going to and from work is comfortable, like just living an everyday life is comfortable. Like your dad brings me comfort. You know, having good friends can bring you comfort. But I think that when we look at like true comfort, we have to look at Christ, because he is our comforter. He is our redeemer. He is the only one that is going to be there no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so finding comfort in the Lord, resting in his arms, and just knowing that you're taken care of, I think is, it's like you can't even describe it. Like once you fall into his arms and just realize you're sitting at his feet and he's just taking care of you, that's comfort.
Mm-hmm. I feel like comfort would be Jesus and you, because you I've done a lot in my life that has comforted me through, like, everything. Like, all the sports I've done, when I'm sad, when I'm anxious and everything, you're just there. I feel like you bring God into everything, which makes me feel more comfortable with it.
What do you feel like, how could kids find comfort in Christ in a tough situation?
Christ says that, in the Bible, it says that he's always with you no matter what. Even if you sin, you, he still loves you and everything. So if you don't have a guardian or parent or someone that doesn't make you comfortable, just go to God. He's just right there with you. He listens to everything that you say. He is right with you all the way.
And I mean, and we also too, I think that we need to point out that walking as a Christian is not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the majority of your decisions are not going to be comfortable to your flesh. So you are going to have to make those tough decisions of how to speak, what to do, what to watch, what to listen to, what you're going to allow yourself to do whenever you're out in public. And so making those tough decisions and being uncomfortable in that situation, I think, is really important. In 2 Corinthians 1-4, it says that who comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any afflictions with comfort with each we ourselves are comforted by God. And so we may be able to comfort, and that's one of God's promises and purposes in suffering of Christians, is that we will experience direct personal comfort from God.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that experiences and ministering, God comforts us. And the most in whenever we have afflictions, because he says that we're going to have hard times, we're going to have afflictions, we're going to have things happen to us. People are going to die. People are going to get sick. You know, we're going to have things in our life that bring us sadness and just despair. But the one that brings us comfort is God, is Jesus. And so really turning to him for our comfort, I think is just really the best answer. While you can have people here on earth, but people here on earth can let you down. And so, you know, turning to Christ, I think, is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My fourth question is, why do you think Jesus is comforting?
Because he's never let me down. He has always been there. Because we have scripture to turn to, and, you know, this, he can speak to you through the word. And we have to realize that what we want and what his ways are his ways are so much greater than our ways. And we have to rely and know that he's never been late. He's never been wrong. And we have to be uncomfortable while we wait on the Lord, because if we're doing things out of his will and we're walking in our own way, and we have that right, he gave us free will.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have to follow him. We get to.
Mm-hmm.
He wants that relationship with us. And so during those times, and we don't understand why, you know, choosing to be uncomfortable and waiting on God to answer the prayer about the next step, about what to do next, about who to talk to, about what words to say. And so allowing yourself to be uncomfortable, I think, will only grow you in maturity as a Christian, as a follower. But as you get into real life situations, I mean, eating habits, exercising, not giving up on yourself, I think that we as a society need to be more uncomfortable and choosing the paths that many don't go down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel kids struggle with more about not being comfortable? What are situations that kids need to be uncomfortable with?
Can you, like, elaborate that?
And so, like, what are situations where you just choose comfort over pushing yourself?
I feel like a lot with, like, grades and sports. I feel like that's my big thing, sports.
Okay. For the listeners that are listening, what do you feel like? Do you feel like youth, they struggle with diet? Do you feel like they struggle with exercise? And not knowing where to start and just being comfortable sitting on the couch, watching TV, eating the bag of chips.
I feel like that us kids really don't worry about that. I just feel like we struggle a lot with what people think and, like, our comfort zone with, like, talking to people. I feel like that's a big one, too.
Okay. What do you, how could you bring Christ into conversations about comfort to kids?
If they were struggling with comfort, I would just say that Jesus brings you comfort. He is always just listening.
Do you, how could they approach that and tell their parent that?
What do you mean?
Do you feel like they could have that conversation with, their parent? What happens if you have a teen that is a believer and their parent is not?
I would just say try to push your parents to where they feel kind of not uncomfortable, but where you feel uncomfortable telling them and making them try, like, kind of feel comfortable, and then where you can talk to them about more about Christ and start to be comfortable. The first thing you gotta do is be uncomfortable to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I often tell my patients that I want you to be comfortable being uncomfortable, because you're never going to see change without being uncomfortable. Like, whether that is with a diet, with an exercise, with a new agenda, with reading a book, or spending more time outside, or whatever it is, you have to get uncomfortable. Like, to grow my muscles have to be uncomfortable. To run a half marathon, I have to be uncomfortable. I had to be short of breath. I had to spend time and time and time again being uncomfortable to run. To play basketball, you have to be uncomfortable. We sweat a lot in practice. You know, you have to be uncomfortable. To change how you eat, you have to get uncomfortable and unlearn the behaviors that you've learned. And so I think that maturing in your faith, maturing in your habits that you have in life, if you really want to see change, you're going to have to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my last and fifth question. What makes you uncomfortable? Like, nothing really specific, but, like, what makes you uncomfortable?
Talking in public. I feel like I get really nervous and I'm uncomfortable doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But once I'm up there, I love it. Heights, I'm scared of.
Oh yeah.
And so that makes me uncomfortable.
And roller coasters. Roller coasters,
yes,
are a big one.
Yeah. No, I don't like that either. Not being in control. Makes me really uncomfortable. That's why I drive everywhere. Control. But then also, too, realizing that we really don't have control and God's in control.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings me comfort, knowing that He has my back. And so I can have an agenda, but resting in Him and just knowing that He has my back brings me comfort.
Mm-hmm.
What would be something that brings, what makes you uncomfortable?
Clowns. Clowns. Oh, they're so creepy. And probably, like, worrying about the future too much. Like, not having enough money, not having a good family.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, we have, I feel like. And I would want my kid to be, like, close to me, where they could tell me stuff, like you and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really like how this family is. So I want my family to be like this.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel like a closing statement would be to bring someone that is an unbeliever into knowing God and knowing that Jesus is for them, is there anything that you could tell someone to make them a little uncomfortable to bring them closer to Christ?
Wait, so if I was asking someone, if they believed in God, and like they're like, I just don't believe in them, I feel like one of the main questions would make me feel uncomfortable is why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because what if they don't know why? And they're just saying that because I feel like another thing that would be uncomfortable during that conversation is they don't want to be wrong if Christ isn't real. But, like, the thing is, if Christ is real and you say that he's not, and you just don't go to heaven, you mm-hmm. just don't get to live on the good area of everything. But if you do choose to believe in God, but you're not sure yet, just keep on reading the Bible and just talking to him, because he will answer you. It's just that simple, I feel like.
And just start asking and just talking to him before you even open up scripture, and just having those conversations, because you have to take that first step. That first awkward conversation can make that person feel really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's just that first step of really becoming and knowing your Heavenly Father and knowing him as a person that listens, that can really bring you comfort in the midst of all your trials and tribulations. And so I think as we close this podcast, I think that let's pray. Let's pray for our listeners for comfort. And dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you for your arms. Thank you that you wrap us in comfort with your words. Open our hearts, open our minds this week as we walk into a new journey with you, that you allow us to be in your presence, and we thank you for that. Thank you that you are bringing us comfort and understanding. Thank you for the peace that only comes from you. Thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
And so as we turn into next week, we want to ask you to like and subscribe into this podcast. We love hearing all the positive feedback that we have from you guys. And so have a great week, and we'll see you next week.